Kennedy Summer Show.
You know you want to turn it up.
With Jeff Kirkchin, Donnie, and Shannon.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. Jeff is on vacay, but again, we're going to be shipping him off again next week as he goes to spring training in Clearwater, which is going to be great. Reporting back to us about that. So Donnie's in here with me, and we've got Matt on the phone. Good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Northeast Philadelphia area.
Excellent. You seem all business this morning. Is everything going okay with you?
It's on my way to work.
And it's Monday, right?
Yeah. Cold.
The whole thing. I know. Yeah. It is
but
cold.
The United States is in the World Baseball Classic Final. And Trey Turner had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Phillies.
Monster game. What was that? Yesterday. Didn't he get like a grand slam or something?
That was 2 games ago, but yesterday he had 2 home runs.
Oh,
with a 3-run home run and then a solo home run. Yeah, he's on fire.
Yeah.
We like him.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So, Matt, here's the deal. Are you a baseball fan?
Now just watched it this year. My son.
Okay. Nice.
Fun.
That's so cool to share that moment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So hopefully you guys are going to be the big winners of these tickets to see the Phils take on the Marlins on Monday, April 10th. So it's interesting because I don't know a ton about baseball, but when I hear things, I'm like, gosh, it sounds like I don't know if I'm watching a baseball game or if I'm watching a cooking show because the terms can be so, like, interchanged. So I'm going to give you a term, and you let me know if it's a baseball term or if it's just a cooking term, Matt, okay?
All right.
And then for bonus points, you could tell me what that term means.
All right.
The first one is a table setter.
Is that table setter?
Table setter, yeah. Is that just a cooking term or kitchen term, or is it also a baseball term?
I'm going to go with a baseball term.
Yes, you would be correct. Do you know what a baseball, do you know what a table setter is?
Everybody knows it wasn't a kitchen term.
Okay.
A table setter is when somebody puts people on base.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. Okay, how about a grunt?
A grunt?
Mm-hmm. Not that kind of grunt.
Then a kitchen term.
That is a kitchen term. Very good. Okay. So, are you doing ding-dongs? There we go. Sorry. All right. So, there's two surprisingly different definitions for grunts in cooking. One is a type of fish, a grunt.
Okay.
The other is a type of fruit cobbler or pie.
And the other type is when Donnie doesn't like what his wife cooks.
Pizza?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Next one, tater. What do you think, Matt? Is tater a baseball term? What is that?
Kitchen term.
A kitchen term. It is also a baseball term.
Tater. Like a potato. Like you're hitting a potato out of the park.
Exactly. It's a home run.
Thank you.
Good one.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Matt. You've got to step it up here. How about a jam?
A baseball term.
Yes!
That's what a pitcher is in a jam. Like, like 3-2. Or, there's a lot... I don't know.
When he's allowing a lot of base running traffic.
Yes. And it's.
Yes.
Yeah.
A hitter can get jammed when a pitch is thrown near his hands.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're jammed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He jams you.
There you go. All right. Should we do one more?
Yeah. Let's do one more.
All right. You're doing great now. You're back on it here, Matt.
Yes.
How about a muddler?
A baseball term.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Muddler. Never heard of it.
A muddler is a tool used by bartenders to crush herbs and fruits in a glass before pouring the liquid.
Well, that could be a baseball term because we like to drink and watch baseball.
I mean, you do. All right. Yeah, all right.
Count it. Yeah.
The winner. All right, Matt. Way to go, buddy. Congratulations. You and your son are going to see the Phils.
Very nice.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you. Love you, show.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.